Gender ideology, state body ordered nurseries to avoid using sexist male and female pronouns. By Peter Catalan, September 20, 2022. Campaigners in Scotland have voiced concern about the state pushing gender ideology onto children by ordering nurseries to avoid using sexist male and female pronouns. Activists in Scotland have warned that the country's state regulator may be using nurseries to push gender ideology onto children, with campaigners revealing that childcare facilities in the country have been ordered to avoid using male and female pronouns, which the state regulator has now labeled sexist. Scotland has been at the forefront of Britain's pro-transgenderism crusade, with a senior minister in the state's devolved government even conflating criticism of gender ideology to racism earlier this year, while emphasizing that she did not care what so-called Daily Mail readers thought. According to a report by The Times, the Campaign Group for Women Scotland has now raised concerns about a 64-page document published by a state body of Scotland's ruling Progressive Administration that orders nurseries in the country to avoid using gendered language around children. Co-authored by progressive NGO Zero Tolerance, the document instructs childcare providers to use more inclusive pronouns, as well as to substitute sexist language for inclusive synonyms, such as the word man-made for manufactured and Mr. Squirrel for just squirrel. The document also asks childcare workers to help children think about their language and to see challenge behavior which shows signs of gender discrimination. We have concerns that children may be coerced into using they/them pronouns when referring to other children, Marion Calder of For Women Scotland said regarding the document. Meanwhile, the Christian Institute's Simon Calvert warned that if Scottish nurseries were turned into indoctrination centres, many parents would avoid availing of them altogether. Parents, especially those of faith, are going to think twice about sending their kids to these places if they are going to turn into indoctrination centres for gender ideology, Calvert said, emphasising that people should just let kids be kids. Such a warning is unlikely to deter Scotland's progressive government from continuing its progressive crusade, with one senior minister in the country saying earlier this year that she simply does not care what certain voters think about the issue. Accusing certain right-wing American groups of dumping money into transgender critical organizations in the UK, Green Party bigwig Lorna Slater said that she did not care what Daily Mail readers thought about her transgenderism ideology. The green agenda-loving politician went on to describe those who would challenge her government on the matter as being like so-called climate deniers. "We wouldn't put balance on the question of racism or anti-Semitism, but we allow this fictional notion of balance when it comes to anti-trans views," she said, denouncing attempts at debating those with dissenting views as disgusting. The country is now trying to make it possible for all individuals over the age of 16 to legally change their gender without medical consultation, though this so-called gender recognition reform now appears that it might be challenged by Britain's new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. She has asked for legal teams to look into how to pause or prevent the Scotland Gender Recognition Act bill, as a priority. "I would not be surprised if Truss successfully stops it," one whistleblower allegedly told Vice News regarding the legislation. Truss is worried that trans people from England, Wales and Northern Ireland will be able to travel to Scotland to get legal gender recognition, then head back to where they actually live, another reportedly said. She is furious about what Scotland pushing ahead with this plan could do to women's rights in the rest of the UK, but she is concerned for Scotland too. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.